Welcome back to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham. My name's Dave, and if you're just joining us, our guest today is Nelson Narciso. Nelson has more than 20 years as a holistic nutritionist, a herbalist, and is currently the Director of Education at Progressive Nutritional Therapies. And we've been talking about collagen, an essential building block for health. And before the break, we talked about what collagen is and a lot of the benefits of collagen in our bodies, but also that the deficiency of certain amino acids really does affect our health. So Nelson, Health Canada sort of, well, I guess in order to get an NPN number, you have to meet certain claims, but Health Canada does endorse collagen, don't they?
Yeah, they allow you to make very specific claims with respect to benefits, like supporting connective tissue formation, healthy cartilage, etc. So they do list off a number of benefits. Now, their benefits they do list off, although impressive, don't cover all of the scientifically researched benefits that we know of with respect to using a collagen-based product. So the list of benefits scientifically is well in excess of what you would see listed. And if you go on Health Canada's website, they will give you specifically some of the claims one can make. But there are many, many, many others, and hopefully we'll have time to talk about them, that have been studied heavily in by the research community.
Yeah, they tend to be conservative on their claims, which, and they don't always follow the science.
That's true. I mean, they oftentimes, you know, can cherry pick, and then it's fine. But yeah, they oftentimes don't give you the whole body of evidence. They just give you little bits and pieces.
So before we get into all the benefits, what about age? Does age have an effect on our body's collagen?
Absolutely. We, in fact, our collagen production decreases at a rate of about 1% per year after the age of 20. So we absolutely see a reduced production of collagen with age.
1% per year after 20.
Correct.
So I'm 40% less at 60.
There you go. So you're a better mathematician than I am, because if you had asked me, what's that at 60, I would have been like, let me pull up my calculator.
So that's where sarcopenia, where you have decreased lean muscle in the elderly, that becomes a problem.
That becomes a huge problem. In fact, it's been shown that in individuals that are sarcopenic, seniors, by providing them with collagen supplementation, it actually slowed this process down. It slowed the rate at which they lost lean tissue. It increased their muscle strength, reduced body fat. I mean, these are huge effects that so many individuals who are seniors would really benefit from by simply using some more collagen.
So there's that sense of malnutrition too, isn't there, among seniors?
Yes, well-known fact.
That adds to it.
Yes, absolutely. There's a real well-known fact, and that's that by and large, the senior population are known to be getting inadequate amounts of protein. That's well-known. And what they found was that individuals who are not getting adequate amounts of protein but supplement with collagen are able to preserve some of that muscle mass. Now, that's huge, because otherwise, if they're not getting enough protein, the consequence of that is pretty obvious. It's sarcopenia, loss of muscle, loss of function. And they found that if you are consuming some hydrolyzed protein, it can actually preserve some of that lean body mass even when on a low-protein diet.
So if you can maintain good muscle mass, your strength is going to be somewhat sustained there. That could lead to fewer falls, fewer breaks, and overall better health long term.
Correct, and better bone health. You know, the more muscle mass you have on your frame, the stronger the greater your bone density. So there's a ripple effect. I mean, the more muscle you have, the greater the quality of life, period, you're going to have as well.
Because collagen forms the matrix of the bones that the minerals attach to.
Yeah, that's something that's really quite interesting. As you mentioned, it's sort of like a rope-like structure. It's called fibrils. And think of it as a scaffolding. So these fibrils are arranged in layers. And then the minerals deposit themselves between these layers and help form the bone. So the bone is this matrix that's pretty complicated. It has all these really moving parts, if you will. And collagen is a very important part of that bone matrix.
So muscle mass, now when we talk about taking protein or collagen and we aim at muscle mass, we typically think of the athlete, but it's not just for athletes only, it's for everybody.
Correct. Now, there has been research showing it absolutely benefits athletes in terms of their in terms of their muscle, et cetera. But it would be something that anyone can benefit from, young or old.
Now, how's it? How does collagen help with cellulite?
Well, we know that, of course, the skin with age, it loses elasticity. It's there's nowhere near as much moisture. You know, it loses its sort of firm structure. And the skin cells, which we also call fibroblasts, as we get older, the skin actually gets thinner, and the number of those skin cells decline, as does the collagen. So it's been shown that supplementing with collagen can help with the skin. It can improve the elasticity, reduce wrinkles, increase the firmness. And that's something that you commonly hear from people who start using collagen, is they see a difference in their skin.
So the cellulite under the skin is affected when the skin is in better condition.
Correct. I mean, and you know, in general, although you can be quite young and have cellulite, the overall appearance of the skin is generally just improved upon by way of consuming collagen, once again, you know, from supplement form like this, or just getting, once again, if you can stomach it, more of those collagen foods that we just talked about earlier that a lot of people often find a little on the gross side.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned earlier that collagen is a very large protein, so you'll see a beauty aid that says, like a cream that says collagen, but typically that's not going to absorb through your skin because the molecule's just too large.
Yeah, I mean, unless, and I'm not really well-versed on the collagen creams on the market, unless they've been somehow broken down.
Yeah, hydrolyzed.
And there are things that, there are compounds that can be used alongside creams that enhance the penetration through the dermis through the skin, but I'm not aware of that. But certainly, I always tell people, regardless, even if you know, and certainly we're not telling people not to use external protection as well. But you also want to not only nourish the skin from the outside in, why not nourish it from the inside out?
Absolutely.
And that's where, you know, not only taking, you know, collagen, but having adequate amounts of vitamin D and vitamin A, and making sure you're well hydrated. All of these things are important in kind of nourishing from the inside out.
And again, we talked about collagen being the glue of the body, but they also refer to it as the beauty protein.
Yeah, they do, in part because of its benefits, not only for the skin. When we think of beauty sort of externally, we tend to think of skin, we tend to think of hair. I guess one could even make the case for nails. And all those things on collagen improve. Like, one of the things that I've been hearing a lot of people tell us in using our product is that their hair is stronger and grows faster. And I have this one really interesting story where this client out of Ottawa said her nails were incredibly brittle. They would break very easily. After using the collagen for just a matter of weeks, and she clipped her nails, the strength that she had her nails just astounded her. So you're right, from a sort of external beauty standpoint, it can certainly support the skin, hair, and nails.
Yeah. Another benefit is wound healing.
In fact, there's been a lot of research looking at bed sores, these bed ulcers, and what they found is that by giving individuals hydrolyzed collagen, that it can help not only reduce the risk of developing these bed sores, certainly as quickly as they would otherwise, but also help with healing. So for anyone who has a loved one who is in a long-term care facility where they are bedridden and are immobilized for the best part, it would be something worthy of consideration given the research that we've seen in this area.
Also, the immune system?
There might be some benefits for immune function. I must confess, it's not one of the areas. I mean, certainly by nature of providing you with some of those aminos that we know to be important for immune function, one could make a case for that. I haven't seen firsthand any actual studies looking specifically, and maybe you have, because certainly you're incredibly well-versed in these areas, suggesting that it would bolster support immune function. But, you know, it might.
Yeah.
I personally have not come across that research.
Well, we just know that the benefits of protein, one of the benefits of protein itself is immune.
Oh, absolutely. That from a building perspective of our immune cells, one of the things we know is that a protein insufficiency will certainly lead to increased risk of compromised immune function. That we know of without a doubt. So I guess from that perspective, getting some extra protein certainly could offer that benefit.
Okay. So in our last couple minutes, Nelson, let's talk about joint health.
Absolutely. Well, they're, once again, like all the other studies that we've talked about, looking at the benefits of collagen, we've seen benefits of collagen as it relates to the joint. And what they've shown is that using a hydrolyzed collagen, it can actually help reduce the deterioration of the joint itself. It can reduce things like pain. It's been shown to benefit not only, of course, those that are older who may have osteoarthritis, but also athletes. Athletes, you know, are well known for putting a lot of stress on their joints because of their sport. So from a joint perspective, collagen also holds some really remarkable promise.
So there's a lot of joint products, like the, I mean, using a good omega fish oil, glucosamine, chondroitin, natural egg membrane, MSM, boswellia, and the list goes on. Does collagen work synergistically with them?
I would argue that all of those things, including collagen, would work synergistically, in part because often many of them have a slightly different way in which they work, a different function.
Yeah.
And by combining these different functions, it's sort of like tackling the problem from different angles, you're likely to get a better result than just using one on its own. And we've seen that with some of these traditional ones that you've just listed off. Like, some of them work better in combination than on their own. So absolutely, I think as a dietary way to further support the joint support formulas that people already are on, it would be a good idea to incorporate collagen into their diet as well.
Yeah. Nelson, we're out of time. We're getting the signal here. So, again, thank you for joining us on Insights for Health. As always, you've been very informative.
Absolutely. I'm always happy to be on. I just want to close with one last thing, and it's sort of maybe an appropriate close. Those that have issues with sleep, glycine has been shown to have a real impact on sleep. And I've heard it time and time again. I have a scoop and a half to two scoops of the complete collagen, and it really improves my quality of sleep. So for those that are having sleepless nights, give it a go for a few weeks and see how you feel.
Okay, yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. So we've been talking with Nelson Narciso, a holistic nutritionist, herbalist, and director of education with Progressive. And we've been talking about the Progressive Collagen. It comes in three different flavors. It mixes very easily with water, and or you can put it with your favorite juice. So come into the store. Try before you buy. Have a taste. And today, following the show, and all next week. So you've been listening to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham. The Healthy Habit, where we help you step by step with personal service all life long.